All right. Had a good Friday practice. I think we've had a good week of practice in our preparation. Looks like Christian is not going to make it. He has not passed the NFL protocol for concussions. So he'll definitely be out of this ball game along with Josh and Kyle. We should have everybody else. Adrian was able to get some work in today. So looking forward to getting to Baltimore and working as hard as we can to get a win.
How did Adrian look? I mean, did he move around full speed, or is this just sort of a ramp up to Sunday for him?
More of a ramp up to Sunday. No real need to burst or you know, go 100 miles per hour today, but just something to make him feel comfortable about Sunday.
Something you think you're just probably going to have to manage throughout the rest of the season, the last few weeks here?
I think so, Tim. The way things are, and it's similar to what we had to do a year ago when he had a similar injury in the month of December. So we'll have to manage it throughout the rest of the remaining of regular season.
Did you guys prepare as if Pitta might play for them?
Yeah, you know, you got to take a look at some tape from a season ago to get a feel for him. Not certain what their plan is, but you want to be prepared in case he does play.
Does he present it at that position?
Well, he's pretty tough matchup sometimes for linebackers and even safeties. So he's almost a wide receiver in a lot of ways, and it seems like he's one of those guys that their quarterback looks for often. So he presents some challenges for your defense, for sure.
Adrian's been a guy the last couple of years you mentioned that toward the end hasn't needed a lot of practice and has been very productive.
Yes.
I mean, what's the harm in not having him go at all? I mean, you just want to make sure he gets a little bit of work in?
That's kind of the way I approached it today, Brian. We were talking about this Friday's practice and the fact that their defense is a little bit different than what we've seen the last week or two. And, you know, you want him to get some work so he can get an idea where he is also after not working this week. So he'll have in the back of his mind where I am, what I got to do between now and Sunday. So it's a little bit of letting him see the defense and get a feel for the plays that we're asking him to run, but also give him a gauge of where he is at this point.
You stick with Audie a little bit as that nickel linebacker then and take Aaron off? And
Audie will start in the base and the nickel,
How have Childs and Smith done in practice like this week?
Greg has really improved. For the first time, we were able to let him go back-to-back practices, and he actually went Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He was a little sore this morning before we started, but he went through practice and finished well. Harrison hasn't had any complaints. He's practiced well. So, you know, barring anything unforeseen, he should be ready to go next week.
Hey, both teams seem like they have some pretty dynamic special teams players, whether it's kickers or returners. Do you see this as one of those games that maybe could swing on one of those plays?
Oh, without question. I mean, their kickoff return guy, Jones, he's impressive, whether it's punts or kickoff returns. But, of course, our guy, he's special as well, and we think we have a very good punt returner, you know, also. So whether it be a turnover or kick return or punt return, could turn this game for sure.
You guys haven't had to deal with bad weather a lot. It's looking kind of mixed, certainly sloppy. What are you anticipating out there?
Well, we're hearing, you know, about 30 degrees and a mix of kind of what you said. It could be a little wet, so, you know, we'll see. We'll have to make sure we have the right shoes on and the right gear. We haven't had a lot of cold weather games of late. I don't even remember one even a season ago where it was wet. We've had some cold temperatures, but the guys will adjust. I mean, they'll figure it out, and we'll go out and, you know, we'll play regardless of the elements.
So. How much do you let that affect your maybe run-pass mix or just how you call a game?
It can definitely affect things, more so the wind than anything. That really can affect quarterbacks. But depending on how bad the conditions are, it'll determine, you know, how much you're throwing the ball or how much you're running the ball. So, you know, we'll see when we get out there in pregame, you know, if it changes our game plan.
How was Aaron looked making that transition back to weak side?
From our perspective as coaches, it's like, you know, getting back on a bike. I mean, he fit right in. At his old position, he's practiced well this week, and you know, fully expect him to play well in the ball game. So, all right, thank you, guys.